All right, so let's continue on. So up to, last time we started a little bit, Ozayin, but just start from Ozayin again. So Torah Yud Aleph, Ozayin. I don't know, it's almost like the only way to learn the Kutim Aran is by seeing it as an exercise of Hiskashas to the Tzaddik and to the Tzaddik, it's very hard. Okay, so Ay Zayin. So Nachmal, so the last thing we saw is again this infrastructure of Torah that's being said, but being said in a way of Kavod, right? So Kavod is a combination of Shmiras Abris, that's the Vav, and a sense of humility, which means Emunah B'Tochen, that's Kavod. And so that last thing we saw is that itself is really two Madregas. There's an Emunah, which is a religious expression of one's humility and give the covet and putting the power and the authority and the significance to Rabbanu Shalom, that's a munah bitachin. So there's two madrigas. There's Yichudat HaTorah, the lower unity, and the higher unity. And so too in Kedushas HaBris, there's the lower level of Kedusha, which is like the 6 days of the week, but you know, a yichud between husband and wife in the 6 days, just the Kedusha V'Tahara, everything properly. And then there's a higher level, which is Mi'ar Shabbos, Mi'ar Shabbos, B'china Shabbos. So there's a lower level of Amunah and Kedushas HaBris, a higher level of Amunah, Kedushas HaBris. And the last thing we saw is that he connected that also in Torah. Now, again, all this covered infrastructure is shining through the words of Torah that you say. So just like there's two Madregas to Amunah and two Madregas to Kedushas HaBris, there's two Madregas to Torah, there's Nigla and there's Nister, right? So that's what he said last time, that... the lower level Kedusha Bris, lower level Amunah, Nigla. Higher level Kedusha Bris, higher level Amunah, Kabbalah, Pnimis HaTorah. That's the way he put it. So we're up to Ozayin. V'zeh b'chinas razin, v'razin d'razin. And this is what we find in Chazal, such an idea that there are secrets, and there are secrets of secrets. Razin, secrets of b'chinas halacha. That's called halacha, that's Nigla. Razin d'razin, secrets of secrets of Bechinas Kabbalah. Hislabshus HaKabbalah B'Halacha, and when Kabbalah is sort of hidden within Halacha, Hu Bechinas Anagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Sheishas Mi'achol. That's like how Hashem runs the world on the 6 days of the week, which again, like the lower level, right? Shu Bechinas Yichudat HaTov, which is the lower unity. Zeh b'chinas, that's the meaning of the pasuk. Tzvila tzaddik, razi li, razi li. So, tzvila tzaddik, haynu b'chinas kedushas azivik. That's a reference to the idea of a tzaddik, which is Yosef, to kedushas abris. And yesh boi, shtei razin. And there are two secrets, there are two levels to that. Haynu yichudi lo, v'chudut hata, shem b'chinas halacha v'kabbalah, B'chinas Razin v'Razin d'Razin. It's a very interesting paragraph over here, because usually when we think of again, he's creating like a model for us, right? So you have Kabbalah and Halacha, and he's making that synonymous with secrets of secrets. Okay, fine. Kabbalah, I guess you can say secrets of secrets. But then Halacha is secrets. Secrets and secrets of secrets is Halacha and Kabbalah. I don't think Halacha is a secret. It's called Nigla. It's revealed. But the truth is, it is also sight, right? It's also secret, right? That's mentioned every, you know, all the time. That any particular halacha that you really, really dig down deep enough, you'll be able to find something that's not human logic. There's something. The Chazon Ish Lamashal used to give. I've mentioned this before. He used to give a mashal to this. His go-to mashal was in the midst of Shaychad. Right, Shaykhid, you're not allowed to take bribery if a person's a judge. That's logical. Every legal system on the planet, if it's legitimate, has a basic rule that a judge is not allowed to take bribes. That's whether they do or they don't. It's not, you're not supposed to officially, right? So that's the thing. So you think it's logical? That makes sense. But the halacha is that we know that if a judge in halacha, if a dayan takes even a penny, right? Or if one of the litigants does him a favor, like the Gemara says, a famous story in the Gemara that I think it was Rav or one of the Amoraim that was going to do it in Tyra, and the guy, he didn't know at the time that it was one of the people, the person like took a feather off his you know, there was like a feather on Rav's hat or something, whatever it is. So he took the feather off. Okay, shkoyach. And then he comes to Bez and he sees that's one of the guys. Like, okay, I can't be a dying. So it's like very, very subtle. The halach is, the Mishnah says in Bukharis that if, let's say, you have a farmer, right, or someone that has a cattle and so on, and the halach is if let's say a bechor has to be brought as a carbon, but if it has a mum, then again under right circumstances, then theoretically the farmer can keep the animal. So the halach is that a talmid chacham could be baidik his own animals. In other words, if he's an expert in hilchas mumim, he can check it for himself. So one second. So for one little penny, the dayan, we're concerned the dayan is going to judge incorrectly because of one little penny of profit that maybe he'll make and rob. And then you have this person who's a farmer, right? Whatever has cattle, and it could be the thousands and thousands of dollars. He's able to paskin on his own animal. What's the logic in that? So the chazush is not logical. It's a din. It's all secrets. So some secrets are secrets, and some secrets are secrets of secrets. So so that's his lashon. Even his language was that it's kab, that the 6 days of the week, right? So yichud etato, the lower unity, and so on. It's kabbalah that's mislabish in halacha. Right, it's like any level of emunah. That's an interesting thing that the Rav Nachman is also pointing out to us. Like even in that description of like, so in other words, what I'm saying is that even when you have something that's halacha, that's just the casing of it, right? In other words, it's just the logical nigla revealed, simple. That's just the casing. Inside of it is secrets. It's secrets of Torah. It's secrets of Torah. It's secrets that are within our range that it could at least be covered over with some semblance of logic. That's what we call halacha. That's called secrets. Kabbalah means that it's too beyond that it can't even be contained in packages of logic. That's called secrets of secrets. But it means that any time that a person is engaging in something that's revealed, but behind the scenes, that's his lashon, that it's Kabbalah being mislabish in halacha. And it's interesting that when you take that to emunah, so it's the same idea as well. That means that any level of emunah that a Jew has is really, it might seem to be a low level of emunah, but the truth is, just like in the infrastructure of Torah, Kabbalah is behind the scenes of halacha, something with emunah. The highest level of emunah is behind the scenes of even a low level of emunah. It's any level of connection that a yid has to emunah, bemis, he's being connected. The person's connecting to all of emunah, to even the highest levels of emunah. It's just packaging and coverings. Let's continue on. This is all of this can be sort of seen in the Gemara. The Gemara says like this: Yihi chavod Hashem la'olam, right? The pasuk we say in davening: Yihi chavod Hashem la'olam. The honor of Hashem should be forever. Sar ha'olam amrei. So the Gemara says in Chulin that the Sar ha'olam, the highest malach in the world, said that pasuk. When did he say that pasuk? So b'sha shamar kadosh baruch hu li'ilanis. When Hashem said to the trees in Parshas Bereishis, liminehu. Right. So Hashem when Hashem created the trees, so it says that all the trees should come out, should be created liminehu, each one according to their species. In other words, in separate locations. Apples over here, oranges over there. So says the Gemara, that was a detail that Hashem said in creating trees. But Hashem didn't necessarily say that when it comes to creating grasses and plants, greenery. So says the Gemara, Nasu deshayim kal v'chomer ba'atzman. So the greenery and plant life made a kal v'chomer. They said, Ma ilanis, ma dach trees, shem kavoyim. Trees are big. So even if trees are quote-unquote mixed up, you can still tell that this is one type of tree, another type of tree, because they're big. They in tkufim, there's naturally there has to be some space between trees, because just the roots and the size of them. Still, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu L'mineyu, so if by trees where there's a natural separation anyway, still the Rabbanu Shlom said each one should be separated, each species, so koshken anan, so grasses, which doesn't have that natural separation, for sure we should have that separation. Shana ketanim utkufim, that were small and were close together naturally. We also should come out in this way of separation. So that's the Kal V'chaymer. So Pasach Sar Oilam V'Omar. So then the Malachim said, Yi Chavayit Hashem La'Oilam. So he says like this, Ki V'em Es Gam HaGitas. What is this? What's the context of this? So let's negate the Shaivim. Shaivim already begins today. So the Yontif that's in Shaivim, the weeks of Shaivim, is Tu B'Shvat. So Tu B'Shvat is a person is compared to a tree. So that has to do with Kedushas HaBris, Peiris. Kedushas HaBris. What does mean Ki Adam Eitz Sada? And what side of a person is compared to a tree? Right? We're multi-layered, right? So the answer is the part of us that's compared to a tree is the Midav Yisoid. That's the part of us that the Yesh Vatzadik did. That aspect of who a person is, that's what's compared to a tree. So the Inyan of a tree, and this Gemara is going to be talking about the Inyan of Kedushas HaBris, so things being separate. And so he says like this, Ki v'em es gam hagdoilim, so trees represent already a big person. Ki v'em es gam hagdoilim shezivugim einim tkufim, that they're already in a state of separate. They're already in a state of kedusha, right? So so the trees which come in with, even without being told, there's already a madrega of kedusha, of separateness, of each one standing alone, so to speak. That represents the madrega of someone of a gadol, someone that's greater, that already has a level of kedusha ad kedei kach that they don't have a yichud during the 6 days of the week. Rak mi Shabbos la Shabbos. So that's what a tree represents. So he says, so gam lahem is yira Torah al shmiras habris. If to such a person, so the trees that anyway are holding by a high level of kedusha, of separation, that type of neshama, right, representing that type of yid, still the pasuk goes out of its way to say liminehu, that they should come out, that they should be makbid on the separation. Sheyishmeris atzma, that they should protect, they should watch themselves. Kan shekasa v'shamru b'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos. Rosh Tevis Bia, Kimu B'Kavonis. That's from their results. And it's even, so he says, meaning, Hainu Afa Pisha Zivugu Hu Barak Mishabbos L'Shabbos. So anyway, you're talking about someone who's holding by a Madrega where their level of Kedusha is one only from Shabbos to Shabbos. Afa Pikin Tzarech Shmir G'dayla. Nevertheless, even with Shabbos, the Pasuk still says, V'Shamru B'nei Yisrael L'Shabbos. In other words, that they should make sure that everything is B'Kedusha V'Tahara. So this is so. If that's what it means when Hashem told the trees, which are anyway holding by a madrega separation, which corresponds to a higher level of kedushas habris of only from Shabbos to Shabbos. And afal pikein, the Torah says to them limineyu, afal pikein v'shamru b'nei Yisrael also Shabbos. You have to protect and guard and be makvid that everything should be b'kedusha. So then the small little grasses, which represent people that are not holding by such a madrega initially, so they're not holding by that sort of given separation during the 6 days of the week. Kol shkein ha'ktanim, shein b'chinas tashoim, which are, so to speak, the grasses, shezivugim tekufim, that they come out naturally, they're holding by a place of connection. Gam b'sheshes miyachol, so mikol shkein shetzrichim shmir gadol lishmer es brisam, sheyishmer sasman al piyatara, b'chinas l'mineihim. So miyad kishasham. So that's the oimik of the Gemara. So this Gemara is talking about this idea of two layers, two levels of shmiras habris. You have ilonis dikish shmiras habris and the shoyim and grasses dikish shmiras habris. And if the Torah goes out of its way to warn against the ilonis, then alachas kam v'kama, the shoyim should also heed that warning. So miyad. So kishasham asar ha'olam shumatat. So when the malach, which is the highest level of malachim, which is called matat, which, as he said earlier, is the system that governs the 6 days of the week, right? Remember that the lower level of emunah, yichudat ha'tah, means there's teva, there's nature, it means malachim, right? Yichudat ha'ilah, higher level into Shabbos, means all there is a Rabbanu Shalom, circumventing any system of teva, circumventing any system of malachim. So what was this? So again, this Gemara was talking about how Hashem is talking to trees, which is like Shabbos level, Amuna, Shabbos level Kedusha, Shabbos level Torah, and the lower level grasses, which is the 6 days of the week, Dikya people, they're learning from that, a Kal V'chaymer. Since the grasses, they learned a Kal V'chaymer from the trees, that even though they're holding by the 6 days of the week, still they should be makben on Kedushas HaBris, albeit on their level. So the Malach Matat, which is the governing system of the 6 days of the week, so it says, oh, Taka, Yichavayit Hashem Lailam, that's a Gevaldi Gezach, that even in my system, Kiviyachal, even in my level, the 6 days of the week, still there's an Indian of Shmir Sabris, like there is by the Shabbos Dikah system. So this is so that was the Yichavayit Hashem La'olam. Shashaltanusei Sheshes Me'achol, the world of Malachim that govern, that sort of are the medium through which Hashem governs the world during the 6 days. Luke Bechinis Tashayim, which is the grasses. Bechinis Yichud Tata Pasach V'omer Yichavayit Hashem. And that's why his response is Yihi Chavayit, let the honor of Hashem be forever. Kavayit Davka. That's also Yihi Chavayit Hashem La'olam is like Baruch Shem Kavayit Malchus La'olam, which is Yichud Tata, right? So Shema. So again, this is the emphasis. You have Shabbos, right? Shabbos equals, you know, high level Kedushas Habris, Yichud Ilah, right? Trees, right? That's the line. Yichud Ilah means Shema Yisrael Shema Kedush Shema Echad. All there is Rabbanu Shalom, no Malachim, no Teva, no nothing. There's no even world. It's all the Rabbanu Shalom, right? And then you have the lower level, right? Which is Malachim, which is Baruch Shem Kavayit Malchus La'olam Levad, Yichavayit Hashem La'olam, which means a Kedushas Habris. That's at least, you know, a grass-like level of Kedushas Habris, and that's all the lower level. And so that's this is what Gemara is saying, is that once the Deshayim, once the grasses learned a message from when Hashem is talking to the trees, they learned a message for themselves. They heard in that a message for them that that they also have to have a madrega of Kedushas Habris within their comfort zone. So Yichavayit Hashem La'olam, that creates a full stature of the Indian of Kavod, where now you have multiple layers of Emunah, and you have multiple layers of giving Hashem, you know, giving Hashem the power and the authority to the highest degree of Yichud Ilah, or even a lower degree that's called Yichud Tata, and corresponding that different gradations to different levels of Kedushas Habris. So you have Kedushas Habris like trees, Kedushas Habris like grasses, but all in all, Yichavayit Hashem La'olam. So now whatever madrega you're on, you have a space in which to operate and to create a sense of kavod for Hashem, and to create this infrastructure of kavod through which you'll be able to have the Torah that you're articulating, that you're learning, as a guiding light to be able to find your nekuda and your inyan, and your inyan. That's also part of what's, you know, the beauty of this model, where it's not all or nothing. It's not whatever madrega you're in, if you're a tree or if you're a grass. Like there's a path for you to be able to find the depth of Torah. That's what this whole Torah is about, right? Creating a vehicle, so to speak, in which eventually you'll be able to find yourself, to be able to find your nekuda pnimis, your nekudas ha'emes, your particular lens through which you see the Rabbanu Shalom and you see what Torah is. That's the point. And so that's what Nachman is giving us. That's what this Torah was, that the way in which one's path becomes illuminated to find that nekuda, to find oneself, to find one's sharash hanashama. So it's with this process of learning Torah verbally with a sense of kavod. So it's interesting, because you would think, well, if my destination is to find my sharash hanashama, to know who I am, well, I am only, there's only one answer to that, which means there should only be one highway to that. But all of a sudden, Rav Nachman is telling us, no, there's a lower level and a higher level. So it's almost indicating is that even when you get to the destination and you think, oh, so I finally found myself, you should know, even there, you're not God, right? So only God is one. It's a big yisod. Only God is one, only God is perfect. So it means that even the highest level of self-discovery, whatever, of knowing one's nekuda, but you should know, even that's only for the time being, you know, because there's going to be more layers of finding oneself, because there is no absolute end. It's an ongoing thing. God's also infinite. So there's no, so that's also part of the ending over here. It's like to get to the bottom of things. But even when, but if the pathway to get to the bottom of things is multi-layered, right, so that means even when you get to the bottom of things, it's also multi-layered. So it's not, and once you have this infrastructure, then even if you're a tree, yeah, a tree is a grass compared to a bigger tree. So it's all multi-layered. Nimsa shadei shmir sabris. So as Nachman's saying, so through shmir sabris, b'shtei habachinas anal, in these two ways, But that's what's interesting, by the way, also in the Gemara, is that Hashem didn't. So why didn't Hashem give a specific mitzvah of Lemineu to grasses? No, he has to tell Lemineu to trees, and the grasses have to learn a kal v'chomer from the trees. Why have to do that? Let Hashem say Lemineu to trees and Lemineu to grasses. The answer is because I'm about to say something the opposite of what I just said, but that's okay. So the despite the fact that there are multiple, there's upper level and lower level, right? So it's like there's trees and there's grasses. There's Yichud Ilah, Yichud Tato. There's Kabbalah and there's Halacha. And the fact that there are these two paths, like I said, indicates that even when you get to your destination, there's layers to it. But at the end of the day, like he said before, Kabbalah is behind the scenes of Halacha. And Yichud Ilah is behind the scenes of Yichud Tata. And a higher level of Kedushas HaBris is behind the scenes of even a lower level of Kedushas HaBris. And this is why Hashem didn't give a separate mitzvah of Liminehu to grasses versus trees. Because Hashem doesn't want the person that's working on, quote-unquote, a lower level Shemiras HaBris to think that I'm disconnected from higher levels of Kedusha, I'm disconnected from higher levels of Munah, but I'm working on my Inyan, which is a beautiful thing, but no. The lower level of Kedushas HaBris learned itself out from a kal v'chomer of the higher level of Kedushas HaBris. It means that any level of... this is the funny dynamic. Like, there are multiple madregas. There's multiple madregas of Emunah, multiple madregas of Kedusha, multiple madregas of Torah. But a connection to any particular point is, in a certain sense, a connection to all of it. It's a yisoid from the Baal Shem. The Baal Shem said that if you're attached to the essence, a piece of the essence is the entire thing. So, despite the fact that there are multiple madregas, indicating that it's always an ongoing process of layers, but you should know any particular layer that you're attached to is to a certain degree attached to the whole thing. That's also a big insight. So it's like this is the dynamic of Avodas Hashem, of constantly moving forward, but knowing that the madriga that you're in, that you're trying to move to the next level, in truth, the God that you're looking for is the God that you already are, that you already have. You're trying to go deeper in that experience. You're trying to find more of Hashem. But I don't know if I'm making any sense. But it's really, that itself is really the relationship between the 6 days and the Kin Shabbos, right? That's what this whole model is, right? The 6 days means lower level Muna, lower level Kedusha, B'chulu, lower level Torah, Shabbos is higher. The relationship of the 6 days and Shabbos is also like this. What is Shabbos made of? The 6 days of the week. Misha Torah Be'er Shabbos. What do you eat on Shabbos? Shabbos, the food of Shabbos is Einik Shabbos is that you fulfill Einik and Kavit Shabbos through the Suddhas primarily, right? And Einik Shabbos is us Tisanik El Hashem. It's Mamish. The greatest expression of Shabbos is the Suddhas. By the Mekubalim, the Suddhas are always like beyond the davening. It's a much higher level. What are you eating on Shabbos? When did you make this food? Friday. Maybe even before Friday, right? So it's like, Misha Terach Be'erav Shabbos. If you work on Friday, you'll be able to have what to eat on Shabbos. So I've mentioned this before. There's a obscure Medrash. The Medrash says that Hashem created the 6 days of the week. Each day really had 28 hours. And all Hashem made was 6 days. And then each day of the week donated 4 hours of itself for Shabbos. Hayom Yom Echad B'Shabbos, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. So what is Shabbos? Shabbos was behind the scenes of the 6 days. Which means that the Shabbos was in the 6 days, and 6 days therefore are in Shabbos. So 1 second. Shabbos is the higher unity, Kabbalah, Kedushas HaBris on the highest of levels, trees. And the 6 days is grasses, lower Emunah, Halacha. Lower level Kedushas HaBris, two separate universes. No, it's not two separate universes. The Kedushas HaBris of the grasses was learned as a kal v'chomer from the trees, Kedushas HaBris. I mean, Shabbos comes from the 6 days of the week. 6 days of the week is upgraded in Shabbos. It's one inyan. Because again, when you're talking about trying to connect to God Himself, then any level of attachment to God is it, right? So it's now it's just a matter of unpackaging, of deepening the experience. So I'm running, but that's what Shabbos, the whole Shabbos is the reward, right? So Shabbos is like Yom Shekul Shabbos is the reward, but it's made of the 6 days, which is about the efforts, right? So it's like I'm running the 6 days, and that itself is reoriented as its own reward. It's like I'm running, where I'm running from is exactly where I'm headed to. It's a Galgal HaChozer. The klipa of that, so everything has a Zelu Mazeh, everything has a negative side, right? So anything that's in Kedusha has an opposite of that. It's ironic because the opposite, the klipa version of this is someone who's like a workaholic, right? Someone who finds somehow sick, like pleasure in just being busy and working, which is the opposite of Shabbos, right? Shabbos is menucha, but that's the irony of it, right? So it's like, it's always like this. The klipa never gets it. The klipa never fully processes what the neshama is talking about. It's an unfortunate zach. There are people like this too. There's a certain like it's hard for the klipa to fully process. So what is Shabbos saying? Shabbos is saying that amelus is the greatest menucha. That's what Shabbos is saying. Misha torch be'er Shabbos is erech b'Shabbos. So how does the klipa think of that? Oh, you're saying that work is good. Okay, so I'm going to keep on working. Like no. It's a subtle zach, but that's the idea over here. So let's finish off. So through Shemir Sabris on these levels, which again corresponds to the higher level of Amunah and lower level of Amunah. It's also, you know. Yeah, it's interesting because you find this also with the Makkos, right? So we're entering these parashas. So the Makkos are divided into two parts. The first seven and the next three, right? Parashas Vayera is the first seven, and then the last three is in Parashas Bo. So I hope this won't be too confusing, but right, it's like, so you have this model, the 6 days a week in Shabbos, right? To a certain degree, you could also think that's a system of seven, like a model of seven. So the first six is the lower level, and the seventh is the higher, right? So the 6 days, it's Shabbos, lower level Muna, higher level Muna, you know, Kedusha Sabris, lower. That's the model. But if you expand it out, so if you have the same type of model in a number system of 10. Right, so then the lower level would be seven, and the higher level would be the top three, right? So it depends how you're thinking of it, because you could have any system can be seen as made up of seven parts or of 10 parts. I'm not going into why the difference is, but so when you're dealing with a model of seven, the breakdown is 6 and 1. If you're doing a model of 10, it's 7 and 3. So with the Makkos, the model of the Makkos is 10, right? And that's what's broken down to 7 and 3. So the first seven Makkos, Chazal say, was Nogaflu Mitzrayim v'Rafu Yisrael, was a punishment for the Egyptians, and it was a refuah for Klal Yisrael. In other words, it's not the pshat that the Makkos were just punishing the Goyim, the Mitzrayim, and we're watching and laughing, you know, like they teach you in second grade. That's not how it was. There was a catharsis. There was mamisha. There was a big avoid that's going on within the Nefesh HaYisraeli to work itself out, that we should be able to enter into this world of Kavod. Because again, remember we spoke about this a few weeks ago, the whole thing of journeying in the Midbar with the Mishkan to get to the destination is really this model, right? So the Makkos is preparing the Jewish people to be able to articulate words of Torah. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu was Kvad Ped, Kvad Lashon. The Jewish people had a hard time talking in Mitzrayim. So the whole thing of the Midbar and being able to finally talk, right, words of Torah, which is when Moshe Rabbeinu was able to talk, really, when he received the Torah. So by Torah is when we get, by Har Sinai is when we get the Torah to be able to articulate. And now, and we also have to, by Har Sinai, have a infrastructure of Kavod, right? And now you could articulate Torah with Kavod, and you could journey to Eretz Yisrael to find your Chelek. That's what we're talking about. The Makkos was preparing the Jewish people for that Kavod. That's why when it comes to the Makkos, there's always two nekudas, that the Makkos are, even in the simple reading of Chumash, in Parashat Shmos, Ve'era, these parashas, It's all about this, two things. First of all, Kani Hashem Bekarav Aretz, Amunah, to establish Amunah. And it's also to separate between the Mitzrayim and the Klal Yisrael, which is Kedushas HaBris. That's Sachak or what it is. So why is it not good enough to have one Makkah? The answer is, any infrastructure is of 10, and there's always lower level Amunah, lower level Kedushas HaBris, higher level of Amunah, higher level Kedushas HaBris. So the first seven Makkahs corresponds to a lower level covet, which is about the grasses, right? And then, this is why, what was the last of the seven Makkahs? Arbel, right? Locusts, right? I think so, right? So yeah, and what did they eat? Well, the grasses and stuff, right? So the next one, right, is Barad, right? Am I wrong, making a mistake?
Oh,
right. Chaysha, one second. So, Barad is the seventh. Barad is the seventh. Barad is the seventh. Oh, Barad destroyed the things. Okay, I have to think about that. I have to rethink about that. Barad destroyed the trees. So that's interesting. Barad destroyed the trees. One second. Then you have Choshech and Arba is the ninth. Arba is the eighth. Choshech and Barad. Okay, fine. Tzarachin. We're going to talk about that. Bez Hashem, next week we'll get there. We're not in Parshas Ve'era yet. Only in Parshas Shemais. We're in Parshas Shemais. Okay, that's interesting. It's interesting. Right? Because you would think if the lower level is seven. Okay, we'll think about that. Something to think about. Nimsa Shalit Nachmo. Nimsa Shalit Shmir Sabris. Okay, Nimsa Shalit Shmir Sabris for Sevachina Sanal Shubachina Sukhudiyolachudata. Hainu Milanis of the Shayim, Gedoyl Makatanim, Zivik Shal Shabbos, Zivik Shal Chol, Bechinas Halacha, Vekabola, Rosin, Rosin, De Rosin, Azai HaKovid B'Shlemis Kanal. Then the Kovid is now developed in B'Shlemis, Vaidea Kovid, Zaych L'Dibor HaMeir, and now the words can be illuminated, Vaidea Dibor Yachalavai L'Tvuna Satar Lamka, and now you can get to the depth of Torah, all the way to its Aymek, Kanal. It's Kanal. Yeah. Okay, fine. So we'll think about the Makkahs Bez Hashem. Okay, we'll talk about that. Shkayach.